Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special event today on Becoming an Evolutionary Midwife and a Catalyst for Greatness, a preview with Dr. Claire Zammit. We haven't yet met. I'm delighted that you're here. I'm Sarah Wilson. I'm the Executive Director for Feminine Power, and I am so excited that you are joining us here today. You're going to hear something very special. I've been in these Feminine Power trainings for many years myself, and I know the power of what becoming an evolutionary midwife and a catalyst for greatness can be. And I am so delighted to bring on the founder and leader of Feminine Power, someone I care about very much and has inspired me for over a decade now, Dr. Claire Zammit. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Sarah. Hello, powerful, brilliant creators. It's so great to be here with you. And this is a very special session for a very small and intimate group of women in our Feminine Power community. And I wanted to create a space where I could personally connect and meet you and share about the opportunity to cultivate the deeper skills that I found are the difference makers in being able to have the impact, the deep impact, and the greater contribution that you came here for. So this is a very intimate and personal call, as if I was inviting you into my office. And so I would love to invite you to come on camera and to post in the chat where it is that you're joining us from in the world. Please do go ahead and post in the chat where you're joining us from, and do come on camera and say hello. And I would love to hear from you just in terms of, if you post in the chat, what it is that called you to be here today, because I'll give you an overview of what I'm going to share, but I would love to hear from you what it is that called you to join this call and this idea of becoming an evolutionary midwife, having the power to ignite greatness in others. Go ahead and post in the chat. As we are getting started here, I'm going to share an overview of what we're going to cover today. So please do turn your camera on, come in the chat. We're going to be getting started here in just a second as we confirm here that everything is good. All right, so let me formally welcome you. I'm Claire Zammit, the founder of our Feminine Power Academy. I've been coaching, mentoring, training, doing deep transformational work with women for more than two decades. I've been on my own path of personal awakening and practice for the past 30 years. And what I want to share with you today is the essence of what I've discovered gives us the power to step into the calling that we are feeling at this time. So this is a session that is especially for you if you are a high potential, purpose-driven woman. And I want to share what that means. And I want to invite you to interact with me as we go through this so I can see you. When I say wave, I want to invite you to raise your hand. So I want to invite you to raise your hand if you see, sense, and feel a greater possibility for yourself and others and the world. You just see possibility and you see and sense potentials. Raise your hand if that's you. You see, you sense, you feel potential. That's you, right? And number two, you are committed to using your gifts, your talents, your capacities, your skills, your life energy. You feel like compelled. You want to help these potentials become realized in our world. Raise your hand if that's you too, right? And it's not even something that you chose. It's something that you are compelled to, that you can't not do. And that was very much my story. And I'll share my story more closely as we go through. But I think for those of us who are called to empower and ignite others, it's something that has emerged, or it's a calling that has come out of our own life's journey of being called to growth, being called to higher possibility. So it's also very common if you are a high potential, purpose-driven woman that you feel a gap between these, you know, the potentials that you sense, see, and feel for other people and the power that you have currently to realize and make those possibilities manifest. Even though you might have a lot of education, you might have a lot of life experience, you might have a lot of skills, you also feel a gap between the sense of possibility of the kind of work that you want to do or the kind of changes that you want to enact in the world or ignite within individuals and what you currently are able to achieve or create or impact. So raise your hand if that's you, because that's really what we want to speak to and give clarity to, because it can be super confusing if you are someone who is very educated, who has multiple graduate degrees, who's taken a lot of certification trainings, and you still aren't able to have the kind of impact that you feel and sense is possible. You know, that was very much my story. I had a lot of education, I had a lot of training, but I really sensed there was a deeper level of work that I had to do, and I didn't know how to get there. And in not being able to have that kind of impact, it led me to it kind of eroded my confidence. You know, I didn't quite feel like I was able to, you know, fulfill on the promise of the potential that I was, you know, offering in my coaching sessions or in my workshops. I just sensed there was this deeper level. And what I've discovered these past two decades is that there really is a set of much deeper level of skills, of capacities that you need to be able to be the person who is an agent of deep and lasting change and transformation in the world, deep and lasting impact to fulfill on these possibilities and that you feel and sense. And in our Feminine Power Academy, I've brought these skills and frameworks into a methodology that we teach, that we've perfected, that I've found really are the skill set that we need to be able to step forth and do the deep work, the great work that we are here to do. And so that's what I want to share with you today during the session. Is really an overview of, you know, what that, you know, what it is that I've found bridges the gap between the aspiration to be doing deep work and having a big impact and being able to step deeply into it so that you can have clarity about how you can move forward in your life and your work. And of course, this is what I am most passionate about, is creating the space to be training and developing high potential purpose-driven women to be able to make that impact at the deepest level. And this is what we do in our Feminine Power Academy programs. So if you're here, you know that early registration is open. And so I wanted to be here to be able to share a personal invitation to consider joining us by sharing really what it is that can bring light into this gap, you know, between where you are and the impact and the great work that you are called to have and that you're called to make. So that's what we're going to go into today. And, you know, it's a huge time of disruption and change, right? Like, raise your hand if your life has really changed in the last year since the pandemic. There's like a huge amount of disruption and change. Relationships are stretched, you know, workplaces are changing. What the pandemic has done more than anything, I believe, is accelerate the process of change in our world, right? So all of the issues that have been bubbling underneath the surface, or tensions or challenges, all of that is just getting accelerated. And the exciting thing about this is someone who's really called to be of service and to impact and serve, there has never been in the history of the world a bigger opportunity to step in to be a change maker, to be a coach, to be a workshop leader, to be a facilitator, to be a speaker, to be able to step forth, simply because there's an unprecedented opportunity to be connected through the internet and through the global media. And there's an unprecedented level of breakdown and change and transition happening. None of us in this world like to grow because it's a nice idea, right? None of us like to grow. I mean, you might have been on a path of personal growth, but like really, in terms of the kind of growth, if you look at your life, if you look at the kind of changes that have been most significant and shaped you, it's usually been in response to life conditions, right? If you're already a coach or you're already a workshop leader, you know, no one really does the deep work in their lives because it's a nice idea. They do it because of the causal necessity to evolve. And that is what is incredible about this time of disruption and this time of change in our world, is that the need for you as someone who can create the space and create the conditions and create the container and provide the tools and provide the framework to offer these solutions to midwife people's growth, midwife people's personal evolution. I believe that we are entering a time where the demand and the need and the urgency to be able to grow and evolve consciously is going to be essential for pretty much every adult human being on planet Earth who is up to living an actualized and fully expressed life. And what I will share with you is that from my research and from my practice these past years, that at these new levels of growth, of evolution that people are stepping into, it's really impossible to grow at the level that you need to be able to meet the opportunities and challenges that we face today. It's impossible to do that by yourself. It's impossible to do that by yourself because the kind of change that we are dealing with in the world right now is what's called transformational change. It's a change that disrupts our meaning-making frameworks, our sense of identity, our sense of who we are, our sense of what is and isn't possible. And to be able to step into the extraordinary opportunities of the time that we're in, we need to be able to have the safe spaces with coaches, in workshops, in learning communities, in groups. We need to be a part of these kinds of offerings or programs or services to be able to step forth. So the demand for what you have to offer is absolutely unprecedented. There are literally individuals, groups, organizations, and cultures that cannot fulfill their potential and their destiny without you stepping forth to hold the space for them as a coach, as a workshop leader, as a leader of a community, with your message, with your work. Raise your hand if you feel that intuitively. You feel that intuitively. You sense that intuitively, right? So that is true and that is real. And I want to share with you my story. What I discovered was that, I felt that, I sensed that possibility was real. I had a very strong spiritual awakening when I was 16 years old. Maybe that's how you got onto your path. Did you have a life event where you felt like you were connected to a bigger source of intelligence in the universe? Raise your hand if you did, if there was some pivotal life event that got you on the path that you're on now. So that was my experience. I had this amazing sense of awakening and I followed it. And I wanted to enact some kind of positive change in the world. And so I took every opportunity. And one of the things that I did was I went and I did a community work and development project in the Solomon Islands, and I worked with a remote community. And if you've ever lived in the Pacific Islands, you'll know that there, or you've had a lot of tropical places, that there are a lot of coconuts. And one thing that you might learn about coconuts is that you bash and bash and bash a coconut for hours and nothing happens. But one direct tap on the coconut in the right place with very little effort, and the whole thing cracks open. And so I left that experience of community work and development in the Solomon Islands, feeling and sensing that I wanted to find, what are those points on the coconut? What are those points that are going to be the difference makers in being able to really give my gifts and being able to serve, being able to impact and make a really big difference? And what I found is that, for those of us who are called to make the greatest difference with our gifts, there is a really powerful opportunity to gain exponential impact by focusing on empowering women, by focusing on supporting, training, and empowering women. And it might surprise you, as the founder of Feminine Power, to know that I was never really interested or really called to serve women. What I was really interested in was finding that point on the coconut. Where can I put the least amount of energy to have the most impact? And what I discovered is that there's an extraordinary sea change happening with women that you, me, and all of us are a part of. And we are en masse. There's something that is waking up in women globally that is an inspiration, an aspiration beyond gender equality. The impulse that we're feeling, millions of us, is the impulse to self-actualize, the impulse to become everything that we can be inside of us. Abraham Maslow was a psychologist who talked about these hierarchy of needs, and this move from simply just achieving success and leveling the playing field, well, that's a noble aspiration for all of us, and the work of gender equality globally is unfinished. There's something that's even so much bigger that is awakening, and that is this impulse to do, be, become everything within us, right? So, wave if that's something that you are feeling yourself, right? There's an impulse to want to become. There's an impulse to want to share our gifts with the world, to create growth-oriented relationships. And in our Feminine Power programs, what I've shared with you is the methodology that I've found really addresses the growth that we need to be able to actualize our gifts and our greatness. Because the deeper blocks and barriers now facing this group of women, who are millions of us, they exist on levels that traditional coaching methods and traditional work does not identify or address. And that's really what made sense of my own experiences as someone who wanted to make a difference and had a lot of education and had a lot of expertise, but wasn't able to make. And if I was honest with myself, I was held back and I was stuck in so many of the same ways that the people I was trying to serve, the women I was trying to serve, were also stuck and held back. Do you feel that yourself? Raise your hand if you do, if you've ever had that experience, right? Of like feeling like, well, gosh, I'm like kind of stuck in my own patterns and I want to help and I want to serve. So what I found is that to be able to step in as a transformational change maker, to be able to step in and be able to impact and serve at the deepest level, we need to have a methodology that addresses the underlying shifts that women need to make to be able to self-actualize. So if you want to, I'll speak for a moment about working as a coach or working as a workshop leader. Raise your hand if that's you, right? So if you work as a coach or a workshop leader, or you have an aspiration, or raise your hand, you have an aspiration to become a coach or a workshop leader, here's what I found. All of that traditional coaching training that I had
It was really good and useful. Nothing was lost in it, but it didn't give me the tools that I needed to address the deeper levels of change that would unleash and ignite women and women's potential. So in traditional coaching, what happens is, traditional coaching training, you're kind of trained. This is actually a really great piece of history. Traditional coaching and traditional facilitation was designed to be a method of managing behavior change, was a method of managing and behavior change in corporations to implement, follow through, and follow up on management's agenda within teams. The field of coaching came out of that context. So traditional coaching methods where you're setting a coaching outcome, you're identifying obstacles, you're identifying obstacles, you're looking for the steps, and you're helping the client tap into their own knowledge and resources to solve their own problems, to be able to move forward. That's really good to create at the same level that a person is already at, right? So someone, and someone is looking at, they're improving their habits, they're changing their behaviors, and they already have an identity of being a successful person. Those coaching, traditional coaching methods are really, really good at that. When you're coaching self-actualizing women, you come into this whole new set of problems, challenges, opportunities. Because, it starts with how you're creating, if you're a coach or you're a workshop leader, you don't need a very deep container. You don't need a very deep container for behavior change, for the cultivation of tools and habits. But if you're working on the deeper level of transformation of identity, how I see myself and who I am and what is or isn't possible for me, these are the deeper barriers blocking women rising in our time. You need to create a much deeper container in the relationship with the client so that the client can go through a process of transformational change. And if it's with a group, so that the group can go through a process of transformational change. It's very much like a chrysalis where the butterfly turns into mush. So there's a deeper set of capacities that I found in all of my research, traveling and studying with some of the greatest transformational teachers of the last 100 years. These transformational superpowers of presence, of listening for empathy, of listening for greatness, of mirroring power and possibility. I'm going to go into these much more deeply in an upcoming series of webinars, or if you've already heard the webinars, you'll have access to listen to them again. But there's a deeper level of, it's kind of like, going to there's a deeper level of transformational training that is required to develop to create those spaces where your presence, your relationship, your way of listening, your way of showing up, your way of convening and opening and holding space literally creates the container and the conditions for the deep transformation to start, that's already in process to start to happen for people, right? So there's a different orientation to how you create space, and there's a different orientation for how you set things up with women. Like traditional coaching, you are learning about traditional coaching. You are trained to ask a client, what do you want to create? All right, come, we're working together. All right, Katie, I see Katie there. All right, Katie, we're here together. What do you want to create? Now, the problem is with that question, if you ask a woman, what does she want to create? Her sense of what's possible is shaped by so much limitation and so many constraints. All of the women, the research shows that women's sense of what's possible is at least 50% less than a man's sense of possibility who has the same education and life circumstances as she does. Can you believe that? 50%. Does that make you mad? Right? So when you say, what do you want to create? It's not the right question to ask a woman, right? Right? Like a different, like, you know, what would be like, so you're in, you know, you're knowing you got to create transformational change, but the question that you would want to ask a woman is like, what is it that you yearn for? What are your deeper desires, your deeper yearnings? What is it that you, what is it that your vision, what would that, if you made the vision even bigger, what would that look like? What would it feel like? What would it sound like? What I see and the brilliance I see in you is, and the opportunity I see for you is, you're developing the skills that reflect brilliance, that amplify possibility, that ignite and open up a whole different level of activation. And you're working with her to open up and truly ignite her potentials, which is the activation of this deep process of everything that's inside of her that comes forward. Can you feel how different that is from coming together and saying, okay, all right, the coach, you tell me what you want to create without any space, without any context, without the beingness that you need to be a presence that literally evokes, that evokes and calls forth the greatness in those that you are working with. Right? Like if you want to empower women, if you want to coach women, which is the place, you know, which is who you can focus on, it's 70% of the audience for coaching and lifelong learning are women. And women are rising exponentially. Time magazine said this century, women are going to grab the reins of economic power, controlling $22 million worth of spending. Harvard University said the majority of women feel radically underserved at this time of incredible disruption and change when we are being called to recreate the world. It's this deeper set of skills, it's this deeper set of capacities where you can show up and create the spaces and be the presence in yourself, as well as know the questions to ask and how to listen and how to move people through a process that midwives is kind of transformational change. This is really how you can feel like, you know, I mean, I know for myself, this was the training that I had been missing. This was the deeper level of training that I had been missing to be able to cause this deeper level of work, right? So if you've been inside of our feminine power programs, you'll know that the barriers holding women back are these old beliefs and patterns, right? There's also scarcity and lack, and also isolation. So, you know, if you want to empower women, be able to support women to be able to cultivate new ways of making meaning about themselves, new ways of stepping forward in a growth mindset, new ways of creating and developing self-trust, of courage, of action. These are the deeper capacities that women really need to rise. And, you know, the role of a transformational coach and a transformational facilitator, you're part coach, you're part mentor, and you're part consultant. It's really a combination of all of these things, because the majority of women, including you, won't be able to tell you what's in there, what they need to do to release their hidden power blocks, right? Like that's the conventional assumption in coaching is, you know, the client's wisdom is within them. I've never met a woman who knows herself how to break free of her own invisibility pattern if she just tapped into her inner wisdom and acted on it. What? Never, not once, not one time have I ever asked those questions that we're trained to in traditional coaching and had a woman say, well, if only I start to become visible to myself and let my body language reveal what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm needing, and take responsibility to start presencing myself, then I'm going to be visible. Not one instance has it ever happened, right? And this is what women need. Like, but can you see, like, I just shared that with you, if you have, who struggles with invisibility here, right? If I were to say in one session, okay, so take your attention on yourself, start to notice, ask yourself this set of questions, what you feel, need, and desire. And, you know, start to take the risk to, you know, presence that to others. And like, now there is a context for me to coach you through the fast track of the pathways that will facilitate the most life-changing growth in the shortest amount of time. Can you see the impact that you can have having the blueprint and map for all of these patterns to be able to coach women in this way? Raise your hand if you can, right? Like, so this is, you know, this is where I found, in, and you'll see it in the transformation matrix. If you've been part of our 7-week course, if you read through the transformation matrix, it's got the story of, oh, well, just so you know, there is a transformation matrix that really does map out all these different patterns that women struggle with and how you disrupt invisibility, how you disrupt the isolation patterns, how you disrupt feelings of I'm not good enough, right? Like, this is, once you know that, everyone is a textbook case. And once you understand how you create the space, once you understand how to coach women in these feminine power competencies and patterns and breakthroughs, and you understand the process of being able to facilitate transformational change, your impact becomes exponential. And the great news is that once you understand, you know, what makes an experience transformational, you can insert any content that you want, like, very, very easily. And you can create program after program, but your programs will not be able to have the impact that is most needed to empower women without understanding how to coach women through these capacities and the steps in the transformational process. And you developing in your beingness the superpowers and the presence that you need to be able to then deliver that transformation in a way that's received and has an impact. So it's these elements that I've brought together in our very proprietary method in our coaching and our facilitation programs. That makes sense. Like, these are all the pieces that you need. You need to know how to create a transformational space of change to impact women at this level. You need to know how the four steps in the transformational journey work. You need to have the mindsets of really understanding at the level of self-actualization and identity transformation, what it is that's central in that process. And you need to develop the deeper skills and deeper capacities in yourself to be the kind of presence to be able to facilitate that change. Our transformational superpowers: presence, listening for greatness, mirroring, witnessing, and naming, knowing in deeper ways, being able to utilize breakdowns, being able to hold paradox. If you look through any of our materials for our academy, the superpowers and the program outlines are listed. And in the days ahead, if you haven't received these yet, we will be sharing deeper webinars where we go into the coaching model and the facilitation model much, much more deeply. And I'm gonna, you know, spend a couple of hours with you going through like these steps and the superpowers and the capacities to be able to train women in this way, if this is something that you're called to go deeper into. But today I'm just wanting to share this high level context of like what it is to be an evolutionary midwife is someone who can create the space and has the tools and the mindset to be able to navigate. You're someone who is like a navigator of this terrain and territory of transformational change. And whether it's love or purpose or health or money, the process is the same to midwife clients. The process is the same. Process is absolutely the same. Does that make sense? Because you're creating the container, you're creating the conditions, you're igniting potentials, you're identifying the old stories and patterns, you're connecting to new stories, you're cultivating these deeper capacities. So you can take this and you can apply it in the area that you're called to. So that's really, you know, that's really the training. And it took me about 20 years to piece it together and bring it together into a method, expand on it more deeply. But that's really the method in coaching and in facilitation. And you have a different set of coaching skills and a different set of facilitation skills that enables you to create things that are so valuable and things that are so impactful, and to be able to deliver deep, deep, deep transformation. And so often what happens for both new and experienced coaches, over years you internalize and you develop your own intuition, but they're working with the templates from our coaching matrix, and they're just asking the questions that are literally on the form, and they watch women's lives transform before their very eyes, and they're in absolute awe of how much this method and process gives direct access. So that's really what we've brought together in the coaching and the facilitation training. So So coaching and facilitation, to be able to really impact and serve and really make your mark upon the world, you need to have something really powerful to offer. And developing the skills of becoming an evolutionary midwife, becoming a transformer at the highest order, this is, you know, there is something that is your offering to the world that brings together your unique gifts, your unique talents. And that's really the training in coaching and facilitation, to be able to deliver and midwife extraordinary transformational experiences. And that's like the foundation for being able to make a world-changing contribution. From here, you can bring that into a context. You can bring your transformational art, so to speak, your transformational midwifery, into a context where you are creating a brand and a message and a movement that you are leading, that you are bringing out into the world. And there's a whole different skill set I've found to being able to change hearts and minds, be able to move people with your message, be able to launch your great work into the world, really discover who you're here to serve, who you're here to impact, who you're here to ignite. And that's very much what we do in the leadership program. So when I learned the skills that I shared with you in this first part of the session today, that's what really had me go from I'm a person with all this knowledge to a person who has this deep wisdom and has the capacities and is the presence who can show up and enact those, you know, I can catalyze those kind of potentials that I sensed and I felt. And, you know, I'm so excited to be able to pass on these deep skills to you. They're very teachable and learnable skill set. That's the biggest thing that I've seen in training over 1,000 now coaches, facilitators, and leaders in our academy, that these are a set of transferable skills, these deep skills that seem magical, that seem really extraordinary, are skills that you can practice, that you can develop, that you can learn. And that's really exciting to be able to see. Sarah, I want to get you at the end to share what you witnessed, but I want to share the whole journey because that's part of it, right? Like that's part of it. Like you've got to be the real deal. You know, a lot of the time we kind of feel like, you know, if we don't feel confident, we're like, oh, I just need to believe in myself more. But confidence really does come from a sense of clarity and a sense of competence about how to show up and how to deliver the level of change. And what I found is that most women, even though we have a lot of education, if you've even taken a lot of coaching trainings, we're not yet equipped with the frameworks and the tools and the clear maps that we need to be able to facilitate this level of deep change. So from here back to leadership. So that was me. So that took me to having a thriving coaching practice, selling out all of my workshops in Los Angeles. I had a live in-person center, and I got to that point of being able to really master the transformation that I was delivering. And so it's a really great place to start. Like, that is absolutely the place to get started in being able to deliver really powerful, deep transformation that creates, that really is the solution for the audience that you're serving, and find out about the audience that you're serving. So I just started, like most people do, with who do I want to serve? I want to serve everyone and anyone. When you're a new coach, you create things for everyone. All women is like who I want to serve. Anyone, any problem, anyhow, like, you know. And so what was really great about those years that I spent as a live in-person coach and workshop leader is I really discovered who my particular essence and energy and medicine, who that is particularly for, and who I can particularly help. And so what happens when you step into discovering your great work, you're narrowing your focus to be able to serve a narrower audience even more deeply. Like, that's what you absolutely must do. And so that's where it's great to start with this exploration where you can create a lot of success and impact. And then I just ask the question, okay, so out of all the women I've served, who is it that especially benefits from me as a teacher and from this method that I'm teaching, that I have to offer? And it was really clear. It was high potential, gifted, smart, conscious women who want to be change makers. Okay, so I can create things now. I can specialize and narrow my focus just to serve this audience more deeply. And that's where I created my Feminine Power Academy of programs. And transformational leadership really is what, you know, the skill set of transformational leadership, or the skill set of influence, being able to communicate to others your message in ways that moves hearts and minds, in ways that facilitates new ways of thinking and new ways of being. Raise your hand if you have insights about better ways to be in whatever area of, you know, that would benefit other people. You have wisdom that would benefit other people, right? So you have wisdom. So the skill of influence is the skill of being able to communicate that wisdom in ways that your message is heard and received and results in powerful, positive change. And that is a very specific art form that is very counterintuitive for the way that it might naturally come out. So I was talking to a good friend of mine several weeks ago about, she was, I haven't talked to her for some time, and she's been doing all this research for about, I would say about 15 years, about the process of, the process of transformation that happens for people after they've had very deep transformational experiences. And her dream is to bring her work and research to help veterans after they have come back from this, because she said, like, really, it's a transformational experience going to battle or being away, because your meaning making frames, your sense of who you are, who others are, your place in the world, all of that is disrupted. That's like the thing that's, and there's no space to really integrate and midwife what happens to people after their transformation. She's done all of this incredible research, has so much to offer. She had an opportunity to speak at a conference and would have influenced all of her peers. And she came back from the conference totally depressed because she had shared all of her wisdom and no one got it. She said, no one really got it. No one really, heard me. Right? And this is where I want to underscore the difference between speaking and being heard, and how those are two really different things. And, you know, and when I asked her how she spoke about it, I could really see what happened is that she hasn't learned the skills of influence. So she wasn't presenting her information in a way that brought it into a context that created relevancy and urgency and really spoke to the problems and challenges. And I coached her on it and she was just in tears. And she said, oh my God, I get it now. If I had shared it in this way, then people would have got it. And so she took that up as a learning experience and she's going to have a do-over and she's going to bring that work forth. How much great work is stuck from making its impact because it's not being presented in the format or in the way that it can be received by others, it can be truly heard by others. So can you see, like, this is a different skill set than the skill set of facilitating that transformation one-on-one or one-on-many. This is really about being able to bring your big ideas out into the world in a way that you can reach people beyond you. So these are the skill sets that we go into in the leadership program that you develop in the leadership program, really discovering who am I here to serve? What is my great work? You have gifts and talents that are unique to you. You have a life experience and personal experience that nobody else on the planet has other than you. There are people that only help, who can only hear this message from you. And so discovering your great work, if you've been asking yourself by yourself, what's my purpose? It's not the right question to be asking. To discover your great work and really who you're here to serve at the deepest level, it's really about being able to look at your gifts and your strengths and your life experience. And then be able to, you know, look at your strengths, your life experience, and then look at, you know, who it is that needs what you have to offer, what you have to give, that's going to value it. And what's missing? Where are people not being served? What are their immediate and urgent problems? So that, you know, you're creating things with a deep awareness of the listening that you're going to be speaking into. How many of us create things without an awareness of the listening that we're speaking into, right? And if you're stuck on what to create or and you don't know what to do, it's because you're unrelated to the listening that you're speaking into and the challenges and opportunities that present themselves in those that you're here to serve. So you're too isolated, right? Remember I was saying our power blocks were isolated. And this is how we've created it, this achievement level and this masculine system, though somehow being disconnected from who we are, disconnected from who needs us, disconnected from what's missing, disconnected from the urgent problems, as though we could create messages and products and programs that really ignite people from that place of disconnection, right? So if you've been doing that and struggling with that, I just want you to know it's not because you don't have anything to offer or say. It's because you haven't yet really plugged in and known the questions to ask or where to look or how to discover that answer, right? So that's kind of like, there's a lot of this that we go into in leadership, being able to discover your gifts, being able to communicate your message, being able to collaborate powerfully with other people, because if you're up to anything, you're going to have to collaborate with other people and those humans are imperfect. Have you noticed? Of course, you're perfect, I'm perfect, but all the other humans are kind of imperfect, right? And so there's a level of skill. Have you ever gone to get a website and you paid them some money and what you got back was like, huh? Right? So multiply that by, 100, and that's what it is on the field trying to cause things in the world, right? So there's a level of collaborative skill and negotiation and collaborative skills and creating the conditions of success. All of these things are the kind of leadership skills that you need in the time that we're living in. So what we do in leadership is it's a comprehensive program. It's about discovering and launching your great work and becoming who you need to be to succeed and developing these influencer skills and creating a project that is going to enable you to launch your great work into the world and coming together in a mastermind group. So women will often take coaching and facilitation over a year. They'll take leadership the next year. It takes time, right? Like, you know, in a world, I was having this conversation the other day. The thing that I think you probably know by now is like real skills and real development. It takes time. It takes practice, and you need a community and you need a mentor and you need a side of action so that you're developing, you're growing in a context where you're not by yourself and you're not isolated. You're plugged in and you're able to develop the skills to learn with others, to give and receive feedback. Like, this is how higher development and education happens. So these are all of the elements that I've brought together in our academy, because it's what I found in two decades. Like, this is really the master skill set and the learning context that you need to be able to step into your leadership destiny, your destiny as a high impact evolutionary midwife. And there are people in this world who cannot become themselves, who cannot step into their greatness, because you haven't yet become yourself. You haven't yet become the presence. You haven't yet learned the tools. And in this way, our destinies are intertwined. You know, our destinies are intertwined. And as you step up and as you step out, you send ripples across the world of power, of possibility. And there's so much more that I could say, but Sarah, I would love to just open it up to hear from you about, you know, the kinds of changes that you see for women who take our academy programs and the kinds of things that they're up to now and that they're doing.
Well, thanks, Claire. It's been an amazing thing to witness in the years that I have been here, which are becoming quite a few, but there's changes that happen on several levels. It's really about, in that, gaining that clarity for the problems you want to work with, the needs you want to solve, the potentials that you want to work with. It's gaining that clarity so that your offerings as a coach, as a facilitator, whatever you choose to do from the wide ranges that are possible for you in those programs, as well as really infinite possibilities to the leadership program. It's getting that clarity, which Claire said, she's spot on in giving you that confidence. Where we see women not yet being clear, they don't yet have the confidence. There's a very, very strong relationship between the two. But Claire was also right in naming that it takes a mentor and it takes a community. And it takes being willing to do the hard work on yourself as well, because without going through your own transformational process, it's really almost impossible to coach people as a transformational coach, to facilitate deeply transforming workshops as a transformational leader. So we offer you a whole package here of the ability to work on yourself, the ability to continue on your own transformational journey while you are learning the techniques, the skills, and developing the tools and the capacities to sponsor and empower change in others. One of the things that I shared recently with one of our membership programs, we had an event the other night, and we were talking about coaching and the art of coaching and what it's all about. And I said, look, if you want to know the secret, lean in. And everyone leaned in at the end. You could see them all leaning in Zoom. And I said, the secret really is that once you have clarity on this, it's the best feeling in the world to know that you've really helped another person, to know that you've really helped a group of people find their own transformational path, their own transformational journeys. What women have created out of these programs is infinite, and it would take me more than a five-hour talk to get up there and share so many things with you. But the secret really is in finding that clarity to get clear on what, at least as a place to start, what are the problems and the needs that you want to work with. It's almost impossible for people to find you as a coach or facilitator if you want to be everything to everyone. But it is possible for them to find you and to resonate with you and to develop an interest in doing deeper work with you when you're clear on what it is that you offer to help them. women have created things around relationships, around how to find a beloved, how to come back after losing a beloved, whether it's death, divorce, ending of a relationship. They've created ways to deepen love with a love that may already be in their lives or where the two have just begun feeling more distant. They've created the ability to help people. Claire mentioned it, shift a relationship to money. It's about clearing an old money story and shifting into new beliefs about their ability to earn, to manifest, and a confidence in managing their money well. These are just the tips of the iceberg. There are so many things that are available to niches around health, infinite possibilities around health. Some of our coaches and facilitators have become very specialized around that and in ways that may touch your heart very deeply, such as helping with cancer recovery, helping people decide on the other side beyond health. Maybe it's transitions. There are many different kinds of transitions in the world, but becoming a transitions coach, facilitator, or a leader around that can help lead people through change, a shift in identity, and into an empowered belief with new structures and new ways of being. So Claire, I could go on and on and on here, but I want to just let all of you know that I have witnessed now thousands of women, many thousands going through Feminine Power programs, over 1,000 going through our professional trainings. And I hold in my heart with profound gratitude the privilege of witnessing and midwiving the midwives who are bringing change and transformation to the rest of the planet. If you want to step forward at this very crucial time in the world for many different reasons, if you want to step forward and learn those skills and become that transformational leader and midwife change in others for sustainable and enduring change in the world as it's going forward now, I invite you to consider joining us and to consider stepping forward now. The world needs the gifts that only you can bring.
Thank you, Sarah. So great to hear from you. And this was just a very short session today. I wanted to have an opportunity to connect with you personally and really shine the light on what this opportunity is. And I want to invite you, if you are called to find out more about joining us, to schedule a session with Diana, who is here today. Are you here, Diana? Diana is a coach on our team, and she is available to meet with you one-on-one for a very special session where she's going to listen, and she's going to listen to where you are, what your vision is, what your aspiration, and she is incredibly knowledgeable about all of our different programs and in a position to answer all of your questions and be able to advise you on the best places to be able to get started. And we are starting our programs. Our next round of programs starts in January of 2022. And there is a fast track program starting this fall, including a VIP ticket to a 3-day event I'm going to be leading in December, and many other exciting things that are part of that, that will step into your change maker journey right away. So I do want to encourage you, if you are considering joining us, to simply register for a discovery session prior to the deadline. And should you decide to move forward, that this is for you, you'll be able to get access to the fast track program and all of the other bonuses. So I do encourage you to go ahead and schedule your discovery session before the deadline of that early registration. And we're going to be creating some new things, and we're going to be adding some new things to the programs. Check your inbox for a survey I'm going to send out. I would love to hear from you. We're going to be adding some new things to our programs in 2022, and I would love to get your input and feedback and hear directly from you about your aspiration and your vision and what it is that has been holding you back from stepping forward up until now, or what additional training and support you most need. So please do check your inbox for that as well. And next step, simply go ahead and share and sign up for a discovery session with Diana. It's completely free. And she's not here to enroll you. She's here to help you come to clarity about the best pathway forward. Everyone joins by application and invitation only, because we find that having everyone be the right fit is what works for everyone. So because we are in a lot of small groups and there's a lot of collaborative learning, it's really disruptive if people join and they're not in the right program. And that's where, just as part of our onboarding process or application or discovery process, being able to connect and be able to hear from you in person is so incredibly valuable. So I do encourage you to take that opportunity to schedule that time with Diana before the early registration deadline. And just as we end here today, just a few final thoughts I want to share with you. And I do want to invite you just to share what's been helpful or clarifying or valuable, what you're taking away from our time together. Who has more confidence that you can succeed? Like, raise your hand if you have more clarity and more confidence about the pathway forward to be able to succeed, right? And like, to be able to understand what's been missing up until now and being able to have the impact that I want to have. And it's not a lack of talent. It's not a lack of giftedness. It's not a lack of capability. It's not a lack of any possibility that I have to make a huge difference or a huge impact. I really want you to hear this and really know this, that I was the same person with the same essence and intelligence and creativity before I learned these skills and I had my education, I had my traditional coaching. I was that same person. And I couldn't really enact the kind of change that I wanted to with the clients that I was working with. And I would have workshops that I would lead and I would have 10 people show up, and that was, you know, huge success. And 7 of them were my friends and family, and only 3 of them were registering. And I just didn't know. I didn't have the clarity or the pathway to be able to understand how I create things of incredible value and impact at this particular time. And fast forward to learning these skills that we teach in our academy programs, I've had the privilege of reaching millions of women, of having over 50, 60,000 women in our feminine power courses, in training over 1,000 coaches, facilitators, and leaders now, in creating an online learning platform that's generated over 75 million in revenue, which is just beyond anything that I could have imagined in terms of the scale of impact. You know, when you have that level of team, when you have that level of reach, you know, this took time for me to build. The turning point, though, was like really understanding the map and the blueprint and the pathway. Not that your path to success looks like mine. There's a lot of different levels to be working on. But what I do know for sure is this. What I do know for sure is this, that if you're here in this session, you've been listening to what I've been sharing today, you are a visionary woman. You are a high potential woman. And when I say that, it's that you are someone who has more empathy than other people. You are someone who has been on a path of personal growth for a long time. You're someone who sees and feels opportunities and possibilities. And you're someone who is committed to using your gifts and talents. And you don't really have a choice, not really anything like other than to participate in the great work of life itself by facilitating growth, by making the world a better place. I mean, that's how I felt. This was not something that I chose. And it's probably even cost you in ways that have been difficult over your life with relationships. And so the thing I want you to know is that the world has always been changed for the better by high growth potential people. The people who change the world are people like you, who have increased vision, who have increased empathy. And those of us who are here in this call, we really know that now is the time that we are facing a turning point on planet Earth, and that there are directions that we choose to support humanity to realize its higher possibility for our society, transforming systemic racism, addressing issues of inequality in society, being able to address environmental issues, all levels and sectors of society in human potential, from relationships to health, all of these things are being reinvented and recreated. And what would it mean for the world to change? What would it mean for us to make it? It would mean for humans to grow and to evolve their capacity for growth, their capacity for self-evolution, their capacity for higher levels of consciousness that will facilitate collaboration and cooperation, right? We have all of the resources we need on planet Earth to create a flourishing world. The blocks and the barriers are at a level of our beliefs, our identity, our deeper capacities. You, me, all of us have the power to facilitate the kind of changes that would alter the trajectory of the future. And I believe that by focusing on empowering women, that we gain exponential impact, because as women rise, they lift everybody else up around them. And so those of us who want to change the world, if we can focus on igniting women's potential, the exponential change that we can create in our time is beyond a possibility that we can imagine. This is real. And you, me, all of us, there is a calling upon us to rise and claim our power to create and shape the future. And I want to end with this Rilke quote that I shared time and time again throughout history. Some special people wake up. They have no ground in the crowd. They move to broader laws and they carry strange customs with them and demand room for bold and audacious actions. The future ruthlessly speaks through them. They change the world. And so it's my conviction that these special people in our time are those of us, especially women, who are called to be midwives of these higher possibilities. However you move forward, I want to encourage you to go all the way to become a presence in this world who can make the greatest difference with your gifts and life energy, because our future literally depends on it. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope to be with you again soon, and I do encourage you to take the next step and schedule with Diana. Much love, everyone. Let's unmute the lines and say goodbye. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to see everybody. Bye. See you really soon. Bye.